Yeah, I think it's very important to start a tour off with a win, and it's a format of the game that we're really confident in at the moment. I think we've got a very well-balanced team, so going forward, I think that whenever you start a tour off with a win, it helps the psychological effect of the rest of the tour, and with quite a bit of cricket, 3 ODIs and 2 test matches coming up, I think that's going to be really important. As for how to stop Pakistan, I think they've got such a dangerous batting lineup. They've got hitters all through their innings. They've got guys who can take the game away from you really quick. So I think it's really important that we take wickets the whole way through. I think when you see in 2020 cricket, if you take wickets consistently, that's the best way to slow the run rate. In conditions like this, Pakistan can be such a dangerous team. So I think that's going to be the big thing for us. I think having a couple of big players out for both teams is unfortunate. But at the same time, I think that it gives young guys in our team a lot of experience going forward. Guys who have performed very well domestically have got their chance. Cameron Boyce is going to come in and make his debut tomorrow. I think that that he's bowled exceptionally well in the Big Bash and bowled well in the game that he played in the Champions League. So I think that when you have young guys coming in, it brings a lot of freshness, a lot of excitement to everyone, not just the guy making his debut, but to everyone in the team. Everyone remembers their debut in any form of the game, so that'll be a special moment for him. And I think that it's just exciting for young guys in Australia that we're seeing a lot of guys make their debut, especially in this format of the game. So it's going to be exciting. And like you said about the guys missing from both teams, it's unfortunate, but injuries happen and other circumstances. So that's just a part of the game, and we're still very confident in the team that we've got here. Yeah, I think my game, when I open the batting, my job is to get us off to a good start. That's not going to change just because I'm captain. I think that when I've captained in the past various teams, Melbourne Renegades, Pune Warriors, Australia A, I think that I've performed reasonably well with the bat. So I don't think it adds any pressure to my personal game. I think when we get out in the field and it's time to make decisions about bowling and fielding positions, I think that's when I'll start to get a little bit more nervous. But from the batting side of it, I don't think it'll affect me at all. Yeah, I wasn't aware of Hafiz's injury. Thanks for that. But he's obviously a great player, and that's unfortunate for Pakistan. But yeah, we're very close to an 11. We've got a 13 to choose from, so I think that we'll probably name that at training today. We'll let the guys know fully so they can really prepare well for the game. I think it's important, especially the first game of a tour, to allow guys to prepare in specific roles for the game, especially guys who are coming into the team quite new. Sean Abbott will make his debut as well. So I think that's just really important so that releases a bit of pressure on them so that it's not unknown. Are they going to play? What role are they going to play? They turn up to the game knowing where they're batting, a rough idea of what role they'll be given with the ball. So the backroom staff have been great with their analysis and video footage and everything on the whole squad of Pakistan. So we have to be right across that. You're probably not doing your job as a player if you're not preparing for a heap of different scenarios. I think when you have such a quality side like Pakistan and such a dangerous side, you have to be always trying to stay a step ahead of them. We haven't seen the wicket just yet. We've been training out at the Dubai Sports City. I think having played here a couple of games during the IPL, the wicket was very good for batting. There's quite some high scores, so I'm not sure how that's going to change. Obviously, different time of the year, but we'll train there this afternoon and we'll get out there and have a look and probably make an assessment on how we think the wicket's going to play. But at this stage, I think being the first game of a tour, you go in with a pretty set plan. Probably be only minor adjustments. I think we see whenever you come to Asian countries and the subcontinent, places like here, you're always faced with different conditions all the time. So wicket might be a bit slower, might spin a bit more. We're not quite sure yet. But I think that at the moment, the way that our squad's shaping up, we've got a lot of options with the ball. We've also got a lot of power with the bat and a lot of guys who have played quite a bit of 2020 cricket now. So that's our job as players to become adaptable as quick as we can. And I think that when you do play around the world so often, a lot of guys play IPL and things like that, that you do become accustomed to adapting quicker. I think if it's proven to work, I think it's only good for the game. I think if the guys are, if you're out, you're out. Not everyone walks, and that's fine. It doesn't bother me what you decide to do personally. But if there's technology that can make decisions more consistent, I don't see any kind of issue with it. I think we've seen over time there's been a few small issues with the technology. I think there's been a couple of cases where it might be slightly out or it hasn't quite been up to speed. But I think what they're doing now is they're getting very close to a really good system that works majority of the time. Obviously, there's individual cases, but I think it's good for the game. That's my personal opinion. I just think that if you're making the correct decision more often than not, and it's not affecting the result of a game because the technology is not up to scratch, I just think that's a real positive. That'll come in very handy. We've traditionally been quite slow in the 2020 format, but that's what happens especially when you play in Australia, you tend to play four quicks and your all-rounder tends to be a quick bowler as well. So I think that's really important, though. It's one thing that we do practice when we play warm-up games and things like that is really trying to hustle through our overs, because at the end of the innings, that's when you need the time up your sleeve. The ball goes around the park a little bit more, so you do need a bit more think time. Fields change more regularly, so that's a real positive. Thanks for that. Yeah, absolutely. He's been a phenomenal player. I think 250 games now, three premierships, two as captain, two Norm Smith medals. That's a pretty impressive CV as a player. And he's been an unbelievable captain of Hawthorn for a long time. So growing up with him and knowing him quite well, it's obviously great what he's achieved in football. I'm quite proud of what I've achieved so far playing cricket for Australia. But I've still got a few more things to tick off my list, and hopefully one day I can get up half as close to him. I don't think that I've struggled against spin too much. I think during the World Cup I managed to get a few runs against Pakistan on a turning wicket, and then Bangladesh on a turning wicket. And I think during the IPL I didn't get out to spin a hell of a lot of times. I think it was mainly with the new ball when you're trying to go quite hard anyway. So I don't think that's that's a part of my game that I'm personally particularly worried about. I think I'm a good player of spin. Yeah, I think it gives you quite a bit of confidence. But I think from the opposition's point of view, you don't let that damage your confidence too much. I think as a professional, you have to move on from that. Pakistan went on to win the game, so they would have taken a lot of confidence about that. But I think if you look at both the teams, there's quite a few changes from both teams. So I don't think that it's going to be a huge issue. Maxwell is a phenomenal striker of the ball, and he can take any attack apart on his day. So fingers crossed he can do that again tomorrow. Hopefully he doesn't get too much of a hit. We can get some more runs at the top of the order and make his job a bit easier.